views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Why don't we do that again and you do your I am with it? Hello, all you amazing, I am amazing, fabulous. Boy, when I don't do it fast. Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, magnificent, I am magnificent. I am so very loved. And I am a darn sexy person. There we go. Good morning. If you think you're going to want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so we can time the show more accurately. Well, it's interesting, guys. You know, this is how plugged in we are. We create a webinar around fear, and then Las Vegas happened. And so they don't want to wait. They want to start bringing in information about fear today. The webinar is October 18th from 7 to 9. I can't imagine a more timely and needed subject for a two-hour discussion with the channel. So I hope you'll join us. But here are the points of information that they want us to know right now. We are creating more fear by being fearful. Going to say that again. We are creating more fear by being fearful. Notice that the channel did not say we are creating more things to fear. We're just creating more fear. And, you know, travesties have been going on since the beginning of time. But the social media, the internet, the news at the tip of our fingertips, it's pulling our focus, guys. And they wanted me to go to the cocktail on sheet 1, which is 1 through 5. To explain this to you, you know that there is an energetic circle that goes around the earth called the ionosphere. When energy hits the ionosphere, it gets bounced back to us. Okay? So if we are the creation of ourselves and our world on this plane, We choose our thoughts, our perspectives, we choose the actions we take, we choose our feelings, we choose fear or love, okay? So, if we are the creation, that makes us literally the frequency of whatever we put out. And that is going to turn into the electromagnetic wave within the whole that gets sent back to us. So whatever I vibrate out gets returned to me. We are the power that is creating the love or fear being returned to all of us. So that's 1 through 5, those of you that have the sheets. If you're interested in the sheets, you can get them with the Balance podcast, which teaches you how to use them, on IamDWallace.com. So that's the first point that they want you to know. We are creating more fear by being fearful. And the channel is saying, well, yes, Dee, but how can I not be fearful about things like the shooting in Las Vegas? And the answer is by choice. Remember that the moment of choice, whether you're going to go into fear, whether you're going to hold your power, whether you're going to stay in your knowing, that is the moment you define your heaven or hell. Number two, which they're bringing all kinds of physical things in, you know, a lot of the private sessions, which I can tell you we've gone into another expanded dimension of the work here just from these private sessions that we're doing now. Number two, fear is the major energetic cause behind asthma. And they said, you're always trying to catch your breath, which is exactly what happens when your heart speeds up and you go into fear. Number three, the biggest fear that is permeating the world right now is it's too late to save ourselves. And I want you to really sit with that one for a minute. It's too late to save ourselves. Is it too late to create ourselves in the way we want? To create ourselves and therefore a world that is in harmony, that is in sync, that is in peace, that chooses love. You see, you don't ever want to go into the saving mode. You want to go into the creation mode. I had a beautiful caller on Jennifer McLean's show this week. And I was saying something about thriving, that there was a part of her that didn't want to thrive. And she said, well, I find that hard to believe. I've conquered cancer 3 times. And the channel said, that's not thriving, that's surviving. We want to thrive. So let's all take a moment now. Fall into your heart. Go to your love place. I am thriving. Ah, can you feel that? I am thriving in my life. Awesome. The last thing, they wanted me to talk about the famous quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And again, this really surprised me about where they're taking all this. They want you to know that fear creates chronic fatigue syndrome. And more specifically, the fear of losing our life force is the energetic core of dementia. So, and I'm really aware of moments when I go, well, you know, I probably got at least another 20 years, 25 good years, you know. And in looking at that, am I looking at what to create? Or am I focusing on, well, this is the beginning of the end? You have to be really careful. If I would highly recommend that everybody go see, and I'm probably going to butcher this, Victoria and Abdul, I think, the new Judy Dench movie. Oh my God, you will be so moved and uplifted by this film. I am choosing not to see anything right now with violence and brutality in it, because those sense memories were ignited enough in us with the shootings. I don't want to go anywhere, do anything, experiencing anything right now that's going to alert those sense memories even more. And that's a choice, guys. That's a choice. What are you choosing? Are you choosing to dwell on every piece of information that comes in about this? If you are, I would like to invite you to do the work while you are listening and researching this. Whenever you hear about the shootings, whenever you hear about North Korea, whenever you hear about anything that puts you into fear, claim the symbol, claim the formula, claim divine love around the whole situation, around our country, around Kim Jong-un. Do what you know, guys. Do what you know, and that is to practice choice around choosing love and peace, harmony, joy, and balance. So I would like you to focus on those things in the next week. All right. Again, the webinar, October 18th, 7 to 9, on fear. And they brought it to us before it all happened. We're going to the calls. Susan, we're going to start with you. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hi. Good to hear from you.
You too, honey. What's up?
Well, I've just been hanging out here looking at some papers that I wrote years ago in the 80s that were channeled, and it's information that's just now coming out for most people. I'm thinking, it's time to start getting this work out again.
I get a big yes on that. It's been time for some time, Susan.
I know.
Don't trust yourself, sweetheart, and you're almost there. You've moved back into a lot of self-trust, and they're saying a lot of these health issues were a part of that.
I understand.
Do you understand how that worked to help you move back into self-trust?
Not exactly.
Okay. Well, you see, when some people have cancer, they focus on, oh, I have cancer, and they define themselves as somebody that beat cancer and they're a survivor, like the beautiful woman I was talking about at the beginning of the call. Okay. You have a real experience now of consciously creating your health. And when you know you can consciously create your health, you know that you can consciously create anything. And then you are in total trust of who you are.
I see.
So,
yes. I'm definitely cancer free. There's nothing there. It's gone.
And you created that. Are you clear about that?
Yes.
There's a little part of you that still goes, well, I was lucky. They want you all to accept and acknowledge your power, please. All of you. If you created, you know, $20 extra this week, you got to acknowledge it, guys. If you don't acknowledge your power, then it lies dormant. So, yes, get the papers out. Start sharing the work. And most of all, know that you are the creation of doing that.
Mm-hmm. Is it doubt to go in like and have, because they want me to have another CT, you know, to check my lungs and everything? Is that doubt doing that, or is that just...
No, it's the intention. You go in, look, I know I'm great, I know I'm fine, but, you know, medically, if you need this for the records, we'll go back in and do it. And sometimes, sometimes, guys, you know, if you are worried about something, the best thing you can do is to go in and find out definitively that there's nothing there to worry about, because worry, any kind of worry, tells your brain, focus more on this. And we know what happens when we focus on stuff. We create more of it.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I thought.
All right.
I have a little bit of a cold right now. Is what's going on with that?
You tell me, Susan. What you've been with this work a long time. What is any kind of congestion in your nose or your chest or anything? What's the basis of it? Come on, you know this. Grief.
Grief. Oh, okay, grief.
So what are you grieving about?
I guess not having the right person come into my life just yet, as I've been wanting. Although yesterday was your wedding and I caught the bouquet, so I'm next.
You love yourself. You be the person. Be the person that you want to attract, and then you will attract them.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, that goes back to acknowledgement again, sweetheart. You've got to acknowledge how awesome you are, and then you attract awesome people. All right, baby,
yes,
you got to move on.
Awesome.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Susan. It's great to hear from you.
Love again. You.
You too. And we're going to Karen in Toronto. Hi, babe, you're on.
Hi, Dee. First of all, let me tell you how grateful I am for you and the community.
Oh.
It's Thanksgiving here in Canada, and you have been a huge blessing in our lives.
Oh, Karen, thank you. I'm really stopping to receive that. Thank you. My heart's touched. What can we do for you today?
I have been noticing, I've been doing my meditation and going into my heart and connecting with my small child within. And this week, it was really bizarre because I kept asking what she needed. And instead of just being the little girl curled up in a corner, it was a mother holding me as a baby and being fearful of, it's almost like fearful to be seen or fearful to receive, is what I got the message.
What happened around 3 years old with your mom?
Around
abandonment.
My dad didn't believe I was his, and so she was, I think they were going through a lot with me, having me. It wasn't until I was an adult that he realized I was his, because my son looks like him.
Good God. Good God. Well, now they want to take me to a core belief that was created around that. Okay, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Those are the highest and most correct words, and that's what your little girl is holding pretty much around. I don't know if I want to be here. Daddy doesn't love me. He doesn't accept me. I don't know if I want to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, can you feel into that as an adult about that confusion about you really wanting to be in this life?
I'm in a position where I'm feeling, when I feel hurt by my children, I feel invisible, and then I immediately default to, I don't want to be here. It hurts too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm invisible. And
that's
I'm
your invisible. Little girl, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Your little girl is still living out the experience that she got from her dad. And so for all your entire life, everybody listen. Stop what you're doing and listen, because I want you to get this. For your entire life, since you were three. Actually, it started around two. And it is a past life thing. You have held the belief and the perception that people don't want you. They don't see you. They don't embrace you. They don't honor you. And so you have been teaching your brain your entire life, look out into the world and find those places where this is true. Now, what happens when we do that our entire lives is that we actually believe that we're seeing that and it's true. We will experience what we have chosen to see, whether it's reality or not. If you go back and watch the movie The Matrix, guys, it's a perfect example of that. Pick a door, any door. I'll give you exactly the door. Whatever door you pick, you can have that experience. I don't care. And that's what the universe, that's how it works. The universe is here to follow our lead so that we can understand we're the creators. So I want you to start working with your little girl and you be the parent. And you literally tell her, it doesn't matter what happened back then. I'm your parent now. And I want you. And I love you unconditionally. And I want you to come on board with me now so that we know that our children see us and acknowledge us, that the people we work with see us and acknowledge us, that we are wanted and, hold on, there's a word coming in, acknowledged. We are wanted and we are acknowledged that we belong and that we are real and that we are theirs. That's going to change the whole reality of your world around, Karen. Do you understand?
I do understand that. I'm just vibrating.
And don't make it about your kids anymore. Make it about you going, yes, I'm ready, willing, and able to accept. They accept and acknowledge me. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You bet.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. And the channel wants you to know that because you have been doing the work consciously, all of this could come together today. I want everybody to hear that. The more you do the work consciously, or the play, they like that word better, consciously, the more is revealed to you and the more you expand and open up. Many blessings, Karen, for bringing all that in.
Love to the channel, too. I feel it. Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you. You too, sweetheart. Wow. That was a biggie. I'm going to Davina in Colorado. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, wonderful, awesome D.
Yes, I am.
Got it. I'm feeling like I'm inspired to, like I'm channeling a message that's going to come out in a book. And I have that ability to channel.
Davina?
Okay. Yes.
Shame on you for even asking that question. Yes, everybody has the ability to channel. Everybody. But you see, when you doubt, and doubt is behind that question, when you doubt, you shut your channel off. So I trust, I know, and look, guys, those of you, and there are many people in our community that actually are starting to branch into the work of doing this other than just for themselves. Let me give you something to help you trust. Before you do any work, or really before you start your day, okay, my intention is to bring in the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding. Today, I am here to serve that intention for myself and for everyone else through love. If you start your work and your day and the work of the creation of your own life like that, you cannot get wrong information because you have directed your energy to bring you the highest information and understanding and knowledge. Do you understand?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you're setting up your day, basically.
You are directing you and your energy not to bring in anything but the highest thing that you want through love. So whenever, if you go into doubt, you go, and you know, I talk to myself in third person, and I really encourage you guys to do the same. Davina, stop it. You directed your day. Now you're in trust that that direction takes place. Now move on and know. See, you have to live that consciously, that you hear yourself when you fall out, so that like the loving parent of you that you are, you redirect yourself back into your knowing. And then the muscle of conscious creation takes over, becomes very strong, and that's what your brain starts defaulting to. Do you understand?
Yes, I think that is what is to play out on Tuesday when it's the 2-year anniversary of my marriage, but the last day I saw my son. And so setting that intention for the highest for that day and create from that.
Well, absolutely. Every moment of your life, this is where you want to create from. And your son is literally standing behind you right now. And the message is, Mom, will you give it up and move on, please? I'm fine.
Well, he might be fine, but I'm still working on me. So, I mean, it's a work in progress.
I understand. So, what is it that you have to let go of to be fine since he's fine?
The song that came up was yesterday. I mean, that day 2 years ago was so beautiful, and it's just gone. And, you know, I can't get it back. And so I have
Nor
to move
you
on.
Be yes, but you're not moving on because you're focused on that day. And it would be his great pleasure to help you not focus on that day anymore. You know, the words to the song yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. You can make that today in the moment of choice, Davina. You know, I believe in the beauty of yesterday. I also believe in the power of freedom and beauty today. You can have both. You can honor his memory, but holding yourself back and down is not honoring his memory. We're taught that it is, but we really got it bass-ackwards there, guys. The only true way to honor any energy is to move back into love. Love is all that matters. And we are a part of that. That's paraphrasing a line from the movie that I mentioned earlier. All right, baby, you can do this.
Yes.
You just have to give yourself permission to be joyful, to celebrate another kind of birthday for him on Tuesday. And so it is. All right, darling. Much love to you, Davina.
Love back.
You know, guys, it's my job to tell you what's coming in. I don't want you to think, I can't even imagine how I would pick myself up if anything happened to my daughter. But I know that I would, because I know she would want me to. And because I'm not serving anybody, especially myself, if I don't. All right, let's get a guy in here. Let's go to Chris. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, sweetheart.
It's thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm calling in because I just had a bunch of weird like stuff come up lately, like around family and then around like my health in the last couple of weeks, and it.
Okay.
You know, it's,
yeah.
You know, I've been.
I have
know,
your answer, Chris. I have your answer
around all of it.
I have your answer. You're guilty for having too much. That's what's going on with your. That's what's going on with your health. These are two separate issues. Usually, issues dovetail, but not in this case. So you're
usually
you're kind,
what?
You are kind of guilty about the fact that you are creating a lot of what you want. So it's like...
Yeah, that thought crossed my mind for sure.
Well, stop it! You get off and
well,
you
why,
go
why
watch Bob Newhart.
It, why can't I just accept it and just be like, this is great and I deserve it?
You tell me. What message did you get? What's your little boy holding on to?
Well, you know, there's this part of me that is still grappling with like, you know, like the religious dog love, not like traditional religion, like, you know, Catholic or Christianity or whatever, but more like almost like the alternative spirituality where it's just like, oh, you know, like, You can't just like be the god of you and just do what you want with your life.
Well,
like,
I don't know who you're listening to because we don't teach that in this community.
I know, so but you, it's like that belief of like, well, the universe, you know,
yeah, but
the universe decides
Chris,
that you're
Chris,
divine-like purposes, and that's what you have to do.
But you know that's bullshit. You know,
I know
that's
it's bullshit.
Bullshit. Well, then, come on. No, what you're doing
it,
right now, Chris,
yes.
Chris, I'm going to be tough love with you. What you're doing right now is bullshit. Guys, if I said to you, if you eat that chocolate bar, you're going to get cancer and die. Would you choose to eat the chocolate bar? Would you? Come on, yes or no, would you?
I would probably say, screw you, I'm going to eat it anyway.
Well, that's what you're doing to yourself. So if you want to go ahead and have health problems, go ahead and feel guilty about everything you're manifesting for yourself. That's your choice of heaven or hell. So, you know, I'm like done with hearing that you guys actually state where you're screwed up, and then you won't give it up. No, we're done with that. We don't have time for that.
I don't exactly.
Well, then stop it. Come on, Chris. You know what to do. You deserve everything you create. Everything. And, you know,
yes, I do.
They're testing me for a series this week. And the financial deal is amazing. And I heard the fleeting thought through there, something about, oh, my God, you know, that's too much. You haven't made that in a long time, blah, 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 blah. And I stopped in the middle of the kitchen and talked out loud to myself. I said, Deanna, you stop that right now because you know the truth is what you teach, that you deserve everything. If you want to make that money and give it all away, that's fine too. But you're not keeping yourself from making what you've worked toward. You have to allow everything to be delivered to you right now. And then it turns around, Chris. But you can't let yourself get away with that other BS. Hold on now. That's your health stuff. What was your other question? Because I've got to move on to some calls. What was your other question?
Well, the other thing was, you know, we all took took a trip to the beach together last week. Is, you know, we went as a family, and my mother went with us. And
yeah,
my mother was, you know, she was so excited about going on this trip, and she was really happy that, you know, we invited her to go and everything.
What's your question, Chris? Get to your question.
Well, basically, like, you know, when we were there, she was pretty much like, she was like cranky and just not very happy the whole time and was rude to both Vicky and my daughter.
And what's your question?
Well, like, what's the deal with this? Like, why is my mom acting like this?
What the deal with this is you got to practice staying centered and complete and in your knowing no matter what your mother did. It's not about her. It's about you. And now they're tying the two things together because she didn't feel like she deserved that.
Yeah.
And that's why she was acting out. So she played it out right there in front of you. Do you want to be her, Chris, or do you want to accept everything you're creating?
Well, hell no, I don't want to be like her.
Well, okay. Then move on.
Accept everything I'm creating and be happy with it.
Fine. There's your answer for all of us. Okay? That's it. There ain't nothing else. You got your answer. I love you. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you. I love you, too.
Boy, if you didn't get it, guys, in that one, if you didn't get it in that one, I don't know. Got to bring a baseball bat in. Charlene in California, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, ma'am.
I had a deposition for a lawsuit this week, and I took your admonition that you've always given all of us and me directly to stay in love. And it was amazing.
Oh,
and
awesome.
But in the middle of it, there was one question that came forward that brought out a lot of emotion for me, which actually served me in this instance. And then I'm working with a chiropractor who does a neuroemotional technique to release emotions that are trapped in the body. And it came up when I was seeing him the next day, and he said, we can release this. And I just paused and decided to wait because I wanted to know from the channel, is this serving me right now? I can release it at any point in time, and I just wasn't
sure. Why would it not
serve
you, sweetheart? Why would it not serve you to release something that's negatively affecting you and making you unhappy? I mean, I don't even get why you would ask that question. Can you explain that to me?
I guess wasn't necessarily feeling that it was making me unhappy. It was just bringing up emotion about what had happened.
No, it's something that's locked in there that's a sense memory that you default to that you don't need.
Okay.
So get it out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet. It's like, if you found mold in your house, would you keep it around and say, well, maybe it'll turn into penicillin?
No,
it's the same thing. Come on, this is a no-brainer. We're asking the right question. Everybody wants the highest answer. Yes. Get rid of it. And bless the chiropractor that knows how to do it, baby.
And
bless
you
for creating the chiropractor.
Well, thank you, but I wanted to tell you, too, that we spoke last week about something and got to something that happened very early in my life, and he is absolutely coinciding with everything that you told me. He went right to that. I knew he was going to after we got to that belief last week where it started, and he went right. I didn't say a word to him. He went right to it. You guys are just totally in sync. So thank you.
Well, thank you for that testimonial. And what I want you to know, and I think I said it to somebody earlier in the show, you see, once you've chosen, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get to this and I'm going to release it and I'm going to expand and live in joy and love. All this stuff has to come up for healers, doctors, you know, your religious leaders, whomever. It has to come up to you, and then you create a way to release it, even if you use a doctor to do it or a channel to do it, right? Or a spiritual teacher. But ultimately, you made the choice, Charlene, and that's why you're being able to get to all this. So
thank you.
All of you, please stop right now and acknowledge what you've gotten to and how prevalent your creation is in the releasing of all this stuff. Take a moment, drop into your heart and go, yes, I am the greater creator around this. And thank you, God in the universe, for coming in and partnering with me now to complete this in love. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so thrilled for you, Charlene. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
You bet. Oh, I just love, love, love to hear you guys moving on. Anne in Georgia. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. I am moving on. I'm in joy. And I just wanted to share how beautiful I feel today, and I feel in a whole new space. And I saw a movie that I wanted to share that's online free this week. I sent it to Conscious Creation. I haven't been back to see if they picked it up. Prosperity, and it's all about how we can create a world where people are seen and heard. And all the things you talk about, it's the most beautiful movie.
I don't think I got that. Can you send it, Conscious Creation 101 at Yahoo? Is that where you sent it?
No, I sent it to the online thing. I shared it. It said share with Facebook, and I shared with Facebook that group.
Well, can you send it to me through IMD Wallace?
I will see if I can get back to it and do that, because it was beautiful. It was somebody.
I'd love to put it on the e-blast if I can.
Yes, it's free this week, and then it's going to go into the theaters and be charged for. But it's all about somebody who wanted a better world for his children. So he traveled around the world where he was led into like third world countries where one person can make a difference. This woman's gone in I won't go into it, but anyway, it's beautiful. And it's just, I really get it.
Yes. I get a big yes on that, Anne. And,
yeah.
And that is has been one of your greatest challenges, is to really get how you make a difference in this world and in yourself.
Yes, in that moment of choice. Ending out and just being happy and free and celebrating me. And so much of today talks to that. And I have no fear around Las Vegas. I really can love myself. All energy is a god of me in the now. And I do that every morning as I look in the mirror and I say, I love myself unconditionally and I share it freely. I love
I big yes on that. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to hear you say this, because it's been a journey for you going in and out. And now you're able to stay in. So,
yeah,
and
I felt unwanted, and I got the biggest gift I gave my son. That was the day I adopted him, the joy, the indescribable joy that I had when he came in my arms and stopped crying, and that I now give that same joy of being wanted to myself in all states, and that just is creating that, and the imperturbable peace of that moment. And I had that imperturbable peace as I sat here this morning. So I've taken it from the day when I was doing his announcements and sitting in that beautiful, peaceful place to this morning. So I brought it forward to, and I'm really looking forward to being with all you guys at Conscious Creation.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's going to be some weekend.
You said I would get answers there, but I determined I was going to get them before then. I'm not going to give my power to you anymore. I'm taking it back.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to hugging you and seeing you, Ann. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Conscious Creation. Those of you that are joining us for that weekend, hang on to your hats, because this is, it's going to be some weekend. Kimmy in Phoenix, hi, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Awesome.
Hello,
show.
Kim. Thank you. Yes, you guys are. What's up?
Yeah. In the beginning of the show, you were talking about fear and dementia, and that just blew me away, because my dad died of dementia, and I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah, that really, yeah. I mean, when that came in, I'm going, well, wow, aren't we just talking about fear? And they said, yeah, but we want to start really educating people on the diseases that fear creates.
Yeah.
And it actually came in on a private session when we were not working on dementia, but we were working on the fear of growing older. And they basically said in the private that the fear of not wanting to see. And so this morning I said, well, okay, I would like more information, more clarity on what don't we want to see. And we don't want to see our life force leaving.
Mm.
Now, a lot of people, you know, go out, they live their full life. They come home, they go to sleep, and they don't wake up. You don't
True.
Have to create illness to check out. You know, you don't have to create the illness of dementia to check out before your body checks out. You get to create your transition the way you want. But do you believe that? Because as you believe, it's delivered to you. But that's the way I want to go. I want to go just like Irene Ryan. She went on for the matinee of Pippin,
mm-hmm.
went back to her dressing room to take a nap before the evening show, and never woke up. And I thought, what a great way for an actor to go.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck
yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can choose it, but you can't choose it, guys, unless you know you're the choice.
Yeah, exactly. And that just hit home with me, because I've been looking at fear and all that. And I wanted to share some success I've had.
Great.
Yeah, I'm again been cast in It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm in actually two plays now. Well, the one I'm a stage manager for, so I don't really have, you know, worry about lines and all that. But when one show closes, the other one goes into tech week, and then we open. And I've got another acting gig that's a two-dayer as well. And I'm just like, what am I going to do? I'm like,
okay, Kim.
Fearful. Stop it. Relax.
Kim, let me tell you what's behind this, which
mm-hmm.
was also a part of your cancer. I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I am energy. I can handle it all. But they're saying, and I must say I'm quite brilliant at doing this, only focus on the moments that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means if you have to go in and tech, and then you come home and you want to take an hour to study lines, you do that in the same 24-hour period, but you don't study lines while you're still holding any focus or energy about the stage managing. So
mm-hmm.
you come into the moment that you're in and totally focus in that moment, that will keep you out of overwhelm.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I know this one really well, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You can handle it all, and you stay focused in the moment. That's your mantra, okay?
Yeah, and I've done it before, so.
Okay, there's a core belief, this page here. Those are the highest, most great. Yeah. This is one way that you in the past have chosen to leave, kind of leave your self-creation. Just know that you're good enough and focused enough to stay in the moment that you have to focus in. And that way you don't ever leave your creation in the moment. Okay? That's a good one for all of us.
Okay,
got it?
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for calling in, baby. And good
luck
and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Kimmy just, boy, compared to 2 years ago, you're just creating right and left now. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you
good
for
morning.
Taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to figure out how to form a question. last time I called, I was dealing with an employer that triggered a lot of fear. So I've been working on grounding myself and waiting to deal with the situation that still needs to be dealt with. I'm still feeling like I can't deal with anything.
Okay. Well, Maria, first of all, don't wait. You see, when you wait, you don't create, guys. Well, I made a little rhyme. Start creating right now. You're waiting for the situation, and what you want to do is create what you want from the situation right now. So how do you want the situation to go? And, of course, you have to know then that you're the creator, and what you're going to do now is going to help create the outcome of the situation so you don't have to be anxious about it. So tell me in one sentence how you want this situation to turn out.
That I'm paid in full within 2 weeks. That I finished dealing with her and I don't feel overwhelmed emotionally like I'm going to collapse.
Okay,
and
you see when you go into all that, you are literally directing your energy to feel an overwhelming collapse. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I am creating me receiving the money owed to me in a joyful, happy, and easy way. See, that doesn't bring any victimness into it at all. And by the way, if you go to your love place first, it's five times more powerful. So you go to your love place, you feel love. I am creating the money owed to me, delivered to me in 2 weeks, easily, joyfully, you know, and with love. And that's what you bring yourself back to constantly. Because if you worry about anything, guys, you will create the negative instead of the positive. Worry is the biggest sin against conscious creation.
True.
Okay, so did you get...
I get that. And I do say that when I'm trying to do certain things. And then it's like I have this, or I feel like it's an organic reaction of...
It is an organic reaction. So when you have the reaction, start laughing and go, aha, Maria, I caught you. We're not going there anymore, body. We're not going there anymore, brain. I've clearly directed to you, and you're doing this with a smile on your face, I receive this money owed to me fully in 2 weeks in joy and love and happiness and ease. That's where we're going. You see, you have to catch yourself in that moment of automatic default and bring yourself back to what it is you want. And the more you can feel love around what it is you want, the more you create it. That's it in a nutshell, baby. You know how to do it, so be conscious of doing it all the time. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. This entire show has been an affirmation that you all are learning this, you're getting it, you're seeing how it all comes together, and you're seeing that we need to choose to be in conscious creation every moment of our lives. Not to whip ourselves, not to beat ourselves, not to judge ourselves, to laugh and go, oh my God, there I went again, going back to that place I don't want to go to. What? WTF, right? No, no, no. I'm going to laugh about this. I'm going to love myself through it because I caught myself. I'm turning it around right now. I'm feeling love about what I want. And I know then that I am the conscious creation of me. Okay, guys, don't wait till the last minute to join us on this fear webinar. You can see already how powerful this webinar is going to be around fear and what we can do to create love in the place of it. October 18th, it's on the website at iamdwallace.com. And they're yelling at me to invite you all at the bottom of the homepage. There's a free past life regression. If you have not listened to that, they're suggesting you do because it will give many of you some great insights into why people have left you too early. Is that everything? All righty. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves. Come on, let's say it together. I love me so much right now. I love me even more and more and more and more and more and more and more because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at iamdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.